everyone usually had his preference. I thought he had the best type of string bean or butter bean or peas and all those things.
Do you have any different type of string beans?
Oh yes, bush as well as the pole, you know. Depends on how much work you want to put in it. Of course, most everyone thinks the pole beans are much better and tender than the bush type, you know, but it entails a lot more work.
String beans, you don't have to, you just eat them pod and all, you don't have to.
Yes.
You raise the kind of beans that you have to.
Shell?
Yeah.
Oh yes, the pinto is a very common bean that's raised here, you know, and it's it can be eaten as just the pod, you know, when they're real young, but they're primarily raised.
What about those big old butter beans?
We had a few of those last year, and I never did gather any of them and eat them. Just grew them, but about a foot long. We never did eat the things. I planted some and grew up on a fence out there. Frost came, and I don't know if the birds or something, armadillos got them, or what happened to them. Didn't even gather them.
You cut the head off a mess of turnips and cut the head off some turnips and make a mess up.
Oh yeah, turnips is a must, you know, especially fall and winter. Most everyone feel like, and then of course, in addition to that, they're mustard green, and then they're what we commonly call as a tender green here that is grown by everyone.
Yes, sir.
That grow our garden.
What else might you raise in here?
In the garden? Well, beets, onion, corn.
You raise those, you ever seen them little onions, the fresh ones that you can eat?
Yes. We have some out there in the garden. We call them multiplying. They divide, you know. We set one out and there'll be a dozen or so, maybe more in them.
I'm going up the house.
Okay. Squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, mushroom, okra. Of course, we're very fond of okra. And, it's easily grown. It's so close kin to cotton. Anyone could raise cotton.
cotton.
Yes.
Did she knock on the door?
No. No, it was this unit came on and that door doesn't latch there and it bumps this unit when it kicks on.
Them little red vegetables that you raise, maybe, that have a white and have a red outside to them. Peppery kind of. Tastes kind of chewy. You might even use them as a relish or eat them raw.
Not rhubarb.
Well, you grow these in the ground. Got a root on them.
Oh, you're not talking about beets, are you?
They're got a red outside, but they're white in the inside. You might put
radishes, is it?
Yeah. You got them?
Yes.
Do you raise anything else? You didn't mention